effect of environmental measures. These measures on market access is being discussed in the Committee on Trade and Environment. It has got a very wide scope. It was discussed that it was responsibility of the importing countries to ensure that such measures do not affect the market access of developing countries. They should take the responsibility. And environmental measures should be based on the criteria of sound science, transparency, and equity. These measures should be compatible with the open, equitable, and non-discriminatory nature of the multilateral trading system. And they have to conform to certain basic provisions and disciplines. Yes, environmental measures the developed countries are using as a tool to suppress the developing and least developed countries. Therefore, members need to promote mechanisms for information dissemination system to ensure that changes in environmental measures and standards can be accessed by industries in the developing and least developed countries. Till now, the developed countries were not allowing this, and that has become a contentious issue as far as Doha round is concerned. Effect of these measures, we have also proposed that longer time frames for compliance should be accorded to products of interest to us as developing country to maintain our opportunities for exports. It should not be that you apply certain measures on environmental issues so that our exports are suppressed. Exceptions should be provided to environmental measures in exporting countries which are equivalent in effect with environmental measures in the importing countries. And they should be assisted by way of bilateral technical and financial assistance for compliance on concessional and preferential terms. The negative effects of environmental measures on market access has to be mitigated or eliminated by providing additional market access to developing countries as far as our products are concerned, which is not being done. We are being hindered on this account, and that is why we cannot expand on our export front. Our stand on WTO issue, India's stand on WTO issues. We feel that having a multilateral agreement on certain issues would be a serious impingement on the sovereign rights of countries. That means certain multilateral agreements can affect our sovereign rights as an independent country and also affect the sovereign rights of countries like us. On competition policy, we have pointed out that there is no clarity on whether these would include cartels that rig prices by fixing production ceilings. Yes, on the one hand, WTO says that there has got to be an open competition policy. What about the cartels who are rigging their prices by joining together? OPEC, oil producing countries, they are a group of cartels who have rigged their prices to control the prices of crude oil in the international market. Where is the competition involved? On issues like investment, is seen as an area in which ceding sovereign rights would leave developing country governments with very little room for maneuvering in directing investments into areas of national priority. That is where we are discussing and arguing very hard on issue of transparency in government procurement. Our position is that while principle is entirely acceptable, no doubt, yes, it is acceptable, but there cannot be a universal determination of what constitutes a transparent procedure. It has got to look into our national policy and national requirement also. It cannot be one-sided as brought out by the developed nations on trade facility. India has argued that once again, while the idea is unexceptionable, yes, developing countries may not have the resources. We have got constraint of resources by way of technology or otherwise. To bring these advanced procedures in line with those of the developed worlds over the short period to medium term. And these concerns which we have shared with WTO on all these issues, they are concerns which many developing countries share, but they are not openly coming out with. It is only now that they have decided to support India on all these issues in the next round of Doha talks. On the present status coming up on the development rounds which would come up, agriculture, agreement to commit to substantial improvements in market access. This is most important. Reductions of all forms of export subsidies. You know, there is a surprising aspect over here. Are you aware that we, being an agricultural giant country, we have been importing one of our basic food items, dal. Tur dal, which everybody is using in each and every house. They are being dumped by foreign countries by subsidies. So much so that our Indian farmers have found that the rate at which this is being imported into India is not at all sufficient for them to bring out the same thing as a farm produce by the farmers. They are not able to do. Look at the situation. Canada, Brazil, at the other end of the globe, they have been exporting maximum quantities of this dal to us in India, and after adding on of all transport costs for shipment, it is still cheaper than what is available by the Indian farmers. How? And this is hurting our farm sector. That is where we have been arguing on export subsidies. There has got to be substantial reduction in trade distorting support. Developed countries to make a more generous offer for reducing trade distortion domestic support for agriculture. Whereas the developed countries want the developing countries to agree to make more substantial reductions in tariffs and to limit the number of import sensitive and special products that should be exempt from cuts. On medicines, This is a major topic at the Doha Ministerial Conference, as TRIPS, trade-related aspects, are concerned. This issue involved the balance of interest between the pharmaceutical companies in developed countries that hold major patents on medicines and the public health needs in the developing countries. Member governments approved a decision that offered an interim waiver under the TRIPS agreement, allowing a member country to export pharmaceutical products made under compulsory licenses to least developed and certain other member countries. That means now, yes, we have been able to get this concession under TRIPS, that if we are manufacturing certain medicines under license, we can export it to other countries. This is a very big concession that we have been able to gain. And looking to today, our COVID-19, we have exported huge quantities of medicines to most of the countries, including America. Special and differential treatment. Here, members have agreed that developing and least developed countries will continue to be eligible for a favorable treatment, and implementation issues would be developing countries claim that they have had problems with the implementation of the agreements reached in the earlier Uruguay round because of limited capacity or lack of technical assistance. They also claim that they have not realized certain benefits that they expected from that round, such as increased access for their textiles and apparel. As I told you, our textile and apparel exports to developed countries have reduced because of these reasons. Bali ministerial meet, here trade facilitation was finally agreed to by all nations and for adjustment adaptations to certain limits. Trade facilitation requires member countries to invest in infrastructure that facilitates imports and exports, simplify custom procedures, and remove other non-tariff barriers. Yes, we in India have gone very much forward on these trade facilitation measures. I'll explain to you the regulatory functions, how our Commerce Ministry and Customs Department and Foreign Trade Department have simplified each and every procedure related to your import and export, including infrastructure development. This has already become a priority for our government, and it is now being taken as desirable in agriculture too, as India is now a net exporter of agri products. We are building cold value chains in villages to suit the respective products so that they do not rot before coming into the open market. Nairobi meeting was a huge disappointment, and now the focus is only on trade facilitation agreement, which was agreed in Bali meeting. Large majority of developing countries today have labeled detailed proposals for a permanent solution for public stakeholding programs as far as food security is concerned. Special safeguard mechanism is required to protect millions of resource poor and low income farmers from import surges from highly industrialized countries. This is something which all developing countries and poor countries have been trying to discuss and argue to a very large extent. There was a commitment to completely eliminate subsidies for farm exports. And developing countries are allowed to continue food stockpile programs. In the past, we were not allowed to stockpile our food, excess food, which was procured by the government. Today, we have been allowed, all developing countries have been allowed to stockpile their food. No compulsory export. We want to export, we can export if and when we feel it is suitable and viable for us to export it. And one of the basic plus points of this stockpile program we have seen today, during COVID-19 pandemic, government has been distributing free farm products to the poor people. Why? Because we had stockpiles of our farm produce in all our godowns and it could be very easily distributed. It has been distributed in certain cases free, in certain cases at a minimum cost. Developing countries also recognize that the members will have the right to temporarily increase tariffs in face of import surges by using an SSM. This is a methodology which I'll explain to you during regulatory methods. Developing countries will continue to negotiate the mechanism in dedicated sessions of the Agricultural Committee. We would still be discussing on this at future meets. As many as 53 WTO members agreed in Nairobi to a 7-year time frame to scrap all tariffs on 201 IT products, because this is touted to drive down the prices of items ranging from video cameras to semiconductor items. But India has been opposing such an agreement on fears that the deal would benefit only those countries that have a robust manufacturing base in these products and not India. India did not have a robust manufacturing base. Today, under Make in India scheme, as I've explained to you, we have developed this manufacturing base on a fast track method. Information Technology Agreement aims at expanding the list of these items covered and total elimination of customs tariff in a 7-year framework. Here, domestic products are charged to a higher excise duty than customs duty on imports. Our GST is higher than the duty on the imported items as far as IT products are concerned. This puts Indian manufacturers at a very serious disadvantage in comparison to foreign vendors. Our manufacturers are being hurt, and that is where we are negotiating on these lines very hard. Let us come to our perspective at WTO. We have to continue our effort to prevent issues of development importance to be sidelined. Until this is done, WTO cannot impinge upon the sovereign rights of India. India has already marked red line in sectors such as agriculture by making it clear that there is no scope of compromising on its position as far as agriculture is concerned. We made a serious effort last year in the India-Africa summit to arrive at a common agenda for WTO and was largely successful. But there is still a need for more efforts in bringing all the developing nations on a common platform. It has been very difficult, but we are still persistent in our efforts and we are finding, yes, they are now coming around to this thinking.
Okay, friends, till now we have seen and discussed about WTO's ministerial conferences. Till now, we have discussed 11 ministerial conferences overall. But very recently, there was a 12th ministerial conference. This was actually scheduled for June 2020, but it was postponed because of COVID-19 pandemic. Actually, it is co-hosted by Kazakhstan and chaired by Mr. Timur Suleymanov. The agreement which has come out of this 12th ministerial conference is termed as a Geneva package of agreements. Why? Because everybody was excited because of this pandemic. And they said, yes, we have got to come to a certain level of agreement, especially in relation to the vaccines and medicines required for the pandemic. So they have come to a certain level of agreement after coming to so many disagreements from the previous Davos onwards. Disagreements, Doha conference disagreement, etc., etc. Now, a definite agreement has been reached, which is now known as the Geneva Package of Agreements. This was secured during the conference. This was a culmination of efforts by members to provide concrete trade-related responses to important challenges facing the world, arising out of Brexit, arising out of the war, arising out of the pandemic. That has propelled the countries to come to certain responsible responses. The first agreement was on fisheries subsidies. Agreement was finalized on fisheries subsidies, which sets new global rules to curb harmful subsidies and protect global fish stocks in a manner that also recognizes the needs of fishers in developing and least developed countries. Here, I'll try to explain to you. You see, each country has got a certain level of distance from their shores extending to the sea. We in India have got 200 miles of the sea coming into the Indian waters. Same way, all countries of the world have got those rights. And the rights are that you have got to do fishing within your rights, which you have got in your country. You cannot extend it and go to the international waters and do fishing. But many countries, especially developed countries, were doing a lot of fishing in the international waters also and giving subsidies to the fishermen over there to do fishing from there. This was a very big conflict area in the past. Now, this has been looked into, an agreement finalized. Fishers of developing and least developing countries have been protected now. How? To prohibit support for illegal, unreported and unregulated fishing. It bans support for fishing in overfished stocks and developing and least developed country members stand to benefit from the agreement and from the technical assistance and capacity building that has got to be provided through the WTO fisheries funding mechanism. So this is a new concept which has been created by this Geneva package. The negotiating group on rules on fisheries subsidies, etc., has been tasked by members to continue negotiations to further curb certain subsidies that contribute to the overcapacity and overfishing. So those countries which were having overcapacities and overfishings, they have been curbed now by this Geneva package. WTO has responded to the pandemic, including on intellectual property responses. Now, this intellectual property in practice was hurting the movement of vaccines related to the pandemic from one country to the other. And therefore, the WTO has brought out a response to this. The response was to the current and future pandemics, not only applicable to current pandemic, but also to future pandemics. And the response was waiver of certain requirements under the agreements on trade-related aspects of intellectual property rights, that is TRIPS. In the past, there was no agreement on TRIPS. Now, there is an agreement. And this agreement is concerning the use of compulsory licenses to produce COVID-19 vaccines. They were agreed now. And these decisions will make access to medical supplies and components more predictable in this pandemic. That means the IP will not be a hindrance in the movement of these vaccines. TRIPS waiver compromise will contribute to ongoing efforts to deconcentrate and diversify vaccine manufacturing capacities so that a crisis in one region does not leave the other regions cut off. How and why this has come about? India was one of the biggest manufacturer of vaccines. 60% of pandemic vaccines was manufactured and exported by us. But certain countries, we were hindered due to this IP. TRIPS, we were hindered from sending. So WTO stepped in and brought out this compromising method. And now there is an agreement that this would be followed for all future pandemics. Intermovement of goods, especially vaccines and other medical supplies, will not be hindered on account of TRIPS. TRIPS agreement provides a platform for members to work together to diversify vaccine production capacity. Certain countries, they have no vaccine production capacities at all. So now, this is an additional support for those countries. Direct action over the next 5 years to override the exclusive effects of patents through a targeted waiver. Patents were hindering the manufacturing of all vaccines in other countries. So there is a targeted waiver of patents as far as the vaccines are concerned. And now this is opening the way for technical support from WHO, WIPO and WTO and others to make full and effective use of all options available as far as any pandemic occurs in future. They will decide on whether to extend the waiver to cover the production and supply of COVID-19 diagnostics and therapeutics. The decision is now with these bodies who will override all other considerations. Another agreement which has come out is a global food security. Now, mind you, I have explained to you that due to the Russia-Ukraine war, there was a problem as far as food was concerned. because Russia and Ukraine were the largest exporters of wheat and other edible oil, etc. And because they could not export it to various countries, there was a shortages felt in most of the countries, due to which rates of the food items shot up to a great extent. That is where WTO stepped in, and under the 12th Ministerial Conference Geneva package, outcome was declared. The MC12 outcome package on agriculture comprised a ministerial declaration on the emergency response to food insecurity. That was the food insecurity created at that time. It was for exempting World Food Program humanitarian food purchases from export prohibitions or restrictions. That means food required under the World Food Program. There were no prohibitions as far as exports are concerned, no restrictions applicable at all. And these demands were raised from the international community for immediate action by WTO members to address the food shortages and soaring food prices. WTO was asked to step in immediately. It plays a vital role in growing global food security and improve the functioning and resilience of the global food markets. So, movement of food items will not be hindered in case of requirement under the World Food Program. It also reaffirms the importance of non-imposing export prohibitions or restrictions on all agri-food trade. That is not applicable only to certain foods, but all, entire range of agri-food trade is coming under this World Food Program to create this global food security, giving a boost to e-commerce work program. Pandemic has taught a lesson that because of the lockdowns, you cannot have direct access as far as trade-related subjects are concerned. And therefore, the e-commerce program was given a big boost, and member countries agreed to maintain their current practice of not imposing customs duties on electronic transmissions, making digital transmission for trading purpose under e-commerce. So, no additional customs duties on any electronic transmission to help e-commerce. This moratorium will remain in effect until the MC13, that is Member Ministerial Conference 13, which is required to be, which will be held somewhere in the end of 2023. Of course, indication is that by that time, there will be further easing on e-commerce, which will be made applicable. This will also help preserving and enabling environment WTO provides to the global digital economy and the millions of businesses and jobs that depend on it. It is a very big step in moving forward on e-commerce and digitization. Apart from these, the Geneva package contained certain other decisions also, which were being delayed from the Doha Convention onwards. It was being delayed considerably. So various other decisions were adopted now on a fast-track basis. They adopted a decision on sanitary and phytosanitary declarations on responding to challenges that may significantly impact all international trade in food, animals, and plants. This is a very big step, because continuously countries were differing on the applicability of sanitary and phytosanitary measures by applying their own requirements. Developed country, additional requirements on developing country, additional requiring on the poorest country. Now, all this have been removed and simplified. They also adopted a decision reaffirming the commitment of members of the WTO's work program on small economies. That means small countries. WTO will look after their efforts and requirements more now. There was also another adoption of a decision to extend the moratorium on so-called TRIPS, trade-related IP, intellectual property rights, non-violation and situation complaints. That means that in case there is a violation in TRIPS between certain countries, so countries could complain against each other. And these decisions would deal with situations where a government may complain it has been deprived of an expected benefit because of another government's action. So countries could complain against each other if TRIPS is violated. But that violation should be other than the pandemic-related requirements. Thank you. My dear friends, globalization is leading to, on the strength of intellectual capital and the unbridled spirit of entrepreneurship, that is for all of us.
Thank you.